Annie County Planning Committee meeting to order.
Mr. Asher, would you please establish a quorum?
Okay. Dave Stewart is not here. Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards. Rick Therese.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Would you please explain the meeting procedures?
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for any new concept requests, which will be presented, actually this time at March's public hearing, and to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this Commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project will be called. At that time, you will be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Are there any exhibits?
Okay. And that was actually part of the... part of the...
Okay. The minutes for December 2012. Has everybody had a chance to go over those? I know the minutes for the that work session we had. Kind of hard to read, but other than that, I guess we'll get into that next month. There's no additions or corrections. I'd entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motions are approved. Pardon. Minutes are approved. Okay, we have final vote tonight on Rick Knighton Rental. Let's begin with.
Okay, and in summary on this one, I've got the wrong thing up here. I apologize. Sorry about that, guys. Let me pull up the right thing here. And in summary on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Taney County Assessor's Office, and the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid merchant's license via the Taney County Collector's Office shall be provided to the Planning Department if the applicant owns more than one nightly rental property. Fourth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fifth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Sixth, this resident shall accommodate or sleep no more than 8 persons per night. The total occupancy may, however, be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Eight, if the on-site wastewater system shows any signs of failure, it shall be upgraded, ensuring capacity for the three-bedroom home and or the maximum number of persons that will be accommodated via nightly rental, whichever is greater. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. And number nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
We have the representative here, I believe. Do we, the commission have a question for the representative?
I had a question about the sewer, and if it was in need of repair, there was room for that, and... Mr. Sturt, he kind of seemed to think that there was room in the front yard. Probably would not be room in the backyard for a major repair, but there would be sufficient room in the front. And that was the only concern I really had.
You had mentioned something about parking.
Well, I think they answered that question. Could we see the picture of the property again?
Yeah, definitely.
We decided they could go on park further back than what may be shown. See back, like where the white vehicle is.
Yeah.
There was more room than what it kind of looked like at the start.
Probably more room than that.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't see any problems that because of the surrounding area and the nightly rentals there. I make a motion to accept.
I'll second it.
Motion made to accept the provisions as stated. We have a second. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carried. Now we get to grill Mr. Campbell.
And the next one is the Campbell Chiropractic Office. And if, in summary on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District, Public Water Supply District Number 2, and the On-Site Wastewater Permitting Division of the Taney County Planning Department. Third, a 25-foot wide vegetative buffer shall be maintained between the chiropractic office and the adjoining residences to the north and south. Fourth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fifth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And sixth, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Did the commission have any questions for Mark Campbell?
Yeah. Bob, can you go back to that picture on the front porch?
Okay. Sorry.
But you got a different one there. It's a little closer.
I don't think so.
I don't know if there is one that's... Are you wanting an aerial or... I think that's about the closest one. We do have I've got another photo in the packet, or in the file here.
Are you going to do something there on the right where them pipes sticking up?
Oh, that's all going to be filled in.
Huh?
That's all going to be filled in.
Oh, it'll be filled in.
Yeah, we were discussing.
Okay, so this area here.
I wouldn't want anybody really falling up.
Falling railing around the new porch part. Right?
Yeah, kind of in here.
This is like about 20 feet by 10 feet, and I'm actually going to put planter boxes all around this. Because I don't think rails would be very good. It would be very sturdy, so there are going to be planter boxes about this time, about that wide.
To keep people from walking to the edge.
Yeah. Plus the dirt would be up there, too. And it's being raised up back here, too.
Well, that answered my question.
Okay. Any other questions for the applicant?
I make a motion to accept it.
I will second that.
Motion being accepted and seconded. They were accepted as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay? There you go. Got an idea what? Let's do that. And now we have a new one. We have a representative here for Padgett Landscape Products.
And unfortunately, that it doesn't appear we have a representative.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, we do. Okay, I apologize. I didn't see you. Right. Sorry.
Just one second.
And at this point, since this is the concept hearing, we've just put together some aerial photography of the site. This is off of Bee Creek Road. I've got some, I can kind of zoom in here a little bit. For whatever reason, it didn't highlight the property boundaries, but this is the property in question here. And then we've got some shots from the north, south, east, and west. And I'll let the representative explain what's proposed in this case.
Come on up here, sir.
I'm sorry. What would you like,
Right there. Microphone and everything.
Really, we're not changing anything on the said property. I hate to admit it, but we already work out of there now. There is no parking to be added, no buildings, no restroom changes. Really, what we're asking for is to be able to store products there, more or less.
So you're not actually going to have an office there that you're going to be dealing with the public?
Not per se. When we decided to store the materials there and kind of ask you for it, if you're familiar with like a load and go type establishment, that's more what it would be.
You would be dealing with customers there.
Yeah, but not so much in a parking area or like a retail frontage. And no, we wouldn't add a parking lot or nothing. As you can see, there's plenty of driveway space to pull people up. No buildings, no restrooms added, no nothing to that degree. No grading, no elevation changes.
Can you indicate on there, I noticed when I was reading this today, you're going to have like rock piles and mulch piles. Which part of the property are you wanting to use that, the back part or the front part?
A little bit of the front, but mainly do you see for that, I believe that's a boat, back whenever this picture was taken, right in between those trees. There's a pretty flat spot there that we'd be storing.
No, okay.
Down.
Okay, sorry, yeah, right up in here. Right okay.
There. Right there would be a lot of storage areas. And then if we needed to use the front, we would down there where it's real more flat.
Are you planning just to pour it out on the ground, or are you going to pour a concrete divider to where it's maintained?
We would use barriers to divide the mulch product and stuff. Like the portable, you know, they look like street dividers. Mm-hmm. They're concrete, big, set them with a backhoe.
And that's just so you can get a piece of equipment in there. And
sure. You could now. All the land is, you already know, I'm sure. You can look at the elevations on it. It is relatively flat for Tana County.
What are these buildings to the right of the picture? Are they homes or what are they?
Those are homes on the right over there.
Okay, all three of those?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I couldn't remember what was on the street.
Mm-hmm. Now, those sheds, the one up in the far right corner, the middle one, and then the house are all the property owners.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is that on the left?
That is I don't think anybody lives there, but it's a house. I'm not sure what that deal is. There's been nobody living there for quite a while. It's a house, but there is nobody currently residing there.
Are you aware of the barrier conditions that we like to see between properties?
Mm-hmm.
Which means you'd more than likely have to fence three sides of it.
Doesn't it say fence or use like a natural barrier such as trees, mounds?
Yeah, but
I mean, that's kind of how Green Counties is, which I'm more familiar with, and I'm not trying to compare you with them. I'm just.
It's 25 foot. A vegetative barrier, or a fence.
Yeah, if it's a vegetative buffer, it has to be 25 feet, mm-hmm. basically, in width, or it could be a privacy fence or and it really kind of allows the Planning Commission some discretion as to...
The green buffer is kind of easy for us.
Not 25 foot wide.
Why not? I mean, I'm asking.
Well, it just would. It sounds to me like it'd be a lot of planting for you to do that 25 foot wide on there, because it doesn't appear there's anything there.
No. Well, there's trees all along that border there and up there. You can't really tell on that top one. There's a lot of trees right up there.
Mm-hmm. On this property, not on the property next to it. Okay. See, the property has to be... The divider has to be on your property.
There is a lot of trees up here. I mean, I guess I'd have to fill in between those to actually call it a green buffer. And also down through here where it backs up to this, I'd have to create a buffer. And then with these sheds here, yeah, if these don't actually show, but these buildings are on the property owner's property. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would have to use some of them as a buffer anyway.
Are you currently storing this aggregate product out there?
No. Trying to catch me. I know I'm just kidding, but no, I'm not. No, I came asked before I did it.
But you're operating out of there now.
Well, we do store lawnmowers in that one building. We are not retailing or selling anything or hauling anything even in out there now. I figured that was a good way to make you mad before I asked.
And it looks like you're
you're using that building for storage?
Uh-huh.
What's going on your phone?
But there is, the property owner currently rents that house out too. That stuff you see is not mine on the outside of the building.
You're going to retain the whole building and everything that's there, you're going to keep there, but you're going to take possession, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So there will not be a tenant in that building?
No, there will still be a tenant in that home.
Other than you?
Yes, I am not the tenant in the home.
Oh.
Now you're gonna lease the property?
Yes.
Okay, but not that's what I thought.
Not the home.
But not
just
the
building and the outside's property. Hmm.
So would this be a Division 3 permit then or a special use? Have to be the owner?
Well, the owner actually is the applicant.
Yeah, the owner is present and he signed everything just as me being representative for the license office. I think she told me correctly.
Yeah, the applicant actually is Mr. Paget. If I didn't mispronounce that name.
No, that's right.
Okay.
He's right over there.
You're Brian.
Yes, sir.
And I guess
maybe
that driveway, does it look sufficient?
I've got a question about side distance with the curvature of the road. If you're going to have public coming in, picking up products or load and go type situation, I'd like to check the side distance there just to make sure it's safe pull in and pull out there. Right there, that
area?
Right.
That area, I'm not trying to tell you what you know or I'm just trying to familiar with the property. This isn't really bad, and if we needed to remove those trees, it wouldn't be bad, but there is a hill right here that can block this road.
That's what I want to look at. As long
you
as
we've
got
a
safe amount of distance there. That
sure.
Right.
Yes.
You're not going to have customers coming into the property. Is that my understanding?
Well, we are if you load out and in and out on an onward.
But they will be calling your cell phone. Mm-hmm. You don't have an office that they're going to come into. Mm-hmm. They'll call your cell phone, make an order.
Right.
And then.
But he's more worried about just the pull in and out.
Pull in and out. If you're bringing in vehicles with small trailers to load mulch, different products like that would be my only concern there.
Bob, how would we look at that being with a residence right there on the property where we're also retailing out of? How are we going to look at that?
We have had, right now with this, with our current form of zoning, they can really seek approval for any specific use, and so it would be somewhat of a mixed use with the residence still.
I think there's another
still,
one on
still
that
remaining
road,
and
with that same.
How close are you? I'm not quite familiar there. Mm-hmm. I know where Deerfield is on this road. How close are you to that area?
To Deerfield?
The little side street that comes off of Bee Creek.
I don't know which one.
I think Deerfield will be a little bit north of this.
Let me see. I don't know if I've...
East.
I'm afraid that one will be too small to really... Yeah.
Deerfield is farther up north. See that next group of...
Okay.
I think it's up in that area. Isn't it?
Isn't this close to where Branson Photo?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Up the street, I think.
It would be on... North about, I can't think of
guess,
how, many,
it's
how
not,
far. There's another crested hill right up where Branson Schools took over that building. What used to be the old Hyde Lawrence owned it. What was it called?
Well, it was in the state offices.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't think of what that building was called before. I'm sorry, but I know Clyde Lawrence owned it.
This is just a little ways north of the Big Creek Bridge where this mm-hmm. property is.
Okay. Cozy Cove.
Yeah,
be the next
north of it.
Road down.
Now, I noticed this in what's called the Greenbrier subdivision. Is that a lot in the subdivision, or is that not dedicated by the subdivision?
It's not dedicated by the subdivision, I'm aware of. Is that correct?
It's part of the subdivision, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is a lot within the subdivision, I believe.
Is it?
That's right down below the Mexican-style house that's back in there.
Yeah, that burnt. Yeah, that's still a ways on up the road. Actually, the next commercial piece of property is there's a hair salon just to the north on the left out of a house.
We did that
that was approved a few.
I'm just trying to give you a point of reference of the next thing I can think of.
Bob, you don't do the video at the concept, do you?
We don't at the concept, but we will for the public hearing. Now, the public hearing for this won't be held until March because February is dedicated to code amendments and a review of last year's permits. So we'll actually have a little bit of time in between, unfortunately.
Yeah, bad timing.
Okay, any further questions? Sometime in March, we'll see at the public hearing.
Yeah, it'll be March, that'll be March 11th at 6 in the evening, and they're always on Monday night, unless we happen to have a holiday.
Okay. Is there anything else that I could do to help you guys? I mean, is there anything you see that could be a problem that we could... Do prior to
the barrier's the only thing I see.
Yeah.
Whether it be chain link or privacy fence or and they may be more bushes there and it shows up just being
that's really not able to see the video.
The only reason I said trees and I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but we are landscapers. If we have to store trees along there to call it a buffer, it's a cheap run for us. Sell one and replace one that, you know, is a cheap run for us.
Well, for security purposes, the fence is probably better anyway. Neighbors might not like it. They'll have a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, if there's no more questions, I guess we'll see you.
All right. Appreciate your time.
Well, I guess one thing I've got is the County Commission has put the nightly rental regulations on their agenda. They've got them on the agenda for February 11th at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we do have that advertised, and that's on their agenda to hear those nightly rental amendments. So.
Very good.
Good.
Any other business? Anybody got anything to offer?
I just want to remind, and Bob, to remind us, the question that I've got about doing all these nightly rentals is parking and the sewer, but we need to make sure what we have as far as parking on a residential site versus parking that we really don't have set up for a nightly rental site.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we got a car and a half or whatever the number is. Well, I don't know that that really pertains to both. I think we ought to come up with a number for nightly rentals as part of that, just as a note to you to remind us to do that.
Okay.
And on the sewer, you know, we talk about the sewer, and if it was to need repair and somebody sees it and somebody actually calls it in and says it's leaking, I would like to make sure that there's a place to repair it and room to do that repair.
Oh, exactly. I agree.
And
with
I think
you.
That ought to be noted in our thinking on these nightly rentals, because they're going to get out of hand. Because we're going to see more and more of it.
Well, the good part about it is the one we just approved, the bridge, is I guess all of the five or six houses in that little cluster.
And that's why I don't see a problem with it. But I wanted to make sure, because see, that house is set way back on that lot. Have room to repair a sewer, because some of these people that are asking for these things, they don't have room to repair. You know, I mean, there's just no place to go. And if they come in there and they need to do a sand filter system or a drip type system and have to spend $30,000 or $40,000, they're probably not going to want to do it.
On the parking, the Planning Commission did propose to bump that up a little bit, but it may be something we need to look at some more.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Here's what we had proposed. Here's what was sent to the County Commission.
Yeah.
Is it's talking about basically one parking space for each two people. But like I said, it's definitely something we can look at, you know, again.
Well, that might very well be sufficient, but some of these that are asking, you know, for eight people
exactly.
or 10 people or 12 people, and we've got five parking spots or four parking spots that doesn't match that criteria.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
So it's just something to think about.
Yeah. Well, our problem is that we've really got no way to enforce this. I mean,
none
if
at all.
We tell them eight people, there's going to be times where there's a family reunion or whatever, there's going to be 15, 20 people in there.
All that will fit in the floor.
Don't you think we get by with wording that a little bit different and changing that? That's got.
I mean, really.
Parking space shall be provided for each two persons.
I mean, really, it could be. I mean, it's something we definitely can look at.
Yeah, because one of those cars or two are going to have boats behind them. You know, they're not. They didn't come here to just go to Silver Dollar Cities and enjoy the route. We just need to remember to think about it.
And yeah, definitely.
Well, that and the sewer is going to be a...
Well, I kind of agree with what...
It's going to be a nightmare down the road.
We
should
not do any of them, but you can't do that.
No, you can't
do
that.
Too late.
Well, there's the need for it here.
Yeah.
Your sewer will be the nightmare down the road.
Well, we have no way to police it. We're going to depend on somebody policing it in the neighborhood.
The person, the neighbors.
And calling it in. That's what we're going to have to depend on.
And that's what's so tough. Like you said, it's hard to force somebody to upgrade until you actually see that there's an actual failure, until there's actual evidence that it's surfacing.
Yeah, it's surfacing the ground.
Yeah.
That one down there on T Highway, I don't think they actually upgraded it, because I took concrete out there and they just poured a cap over the top of it. That's all I see. I didn't see a new tank. That's the one
well, it's
got
to come out somewhere.
That's the one we denied.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This was before we denied it or after?
Well, he was using it at the time, and we denied it.
It may still be.
I wonder if they should quit. I mean, how would we enforce that? We don't know.
No.